Talk to Paul Kapasis.
Rogue Amoeba.
That's us.
We're live to the UK.
Sure.
I'm Ewan Rankin from... are we cutting your interview here?
No, we're done.
We're done.
Good British to see Tech you. Network. Paul Kapasis, Ewan Rankin.
Hi, thank you, Paul.
Paul Wheatley.
Hi, good to meet you.
Good to meet you.
So, cameraman's not even watching.
I'll be with us then.
Chat room is here, and they've requested speaking to Rogue Amoeba.
Really? That is flattering.
It is. No, we came down and looked at this section here, the Heart Blue section. Someone clocked your logo and said, oh, we love Rogue Amoeba stuff. We've got to go talk to Rogue Amoeba.
Thank you.
So we are here. You need to, now you've done this, you need to give us some questions in the chat room about what you want me to ask Rogue Amoeba. But what are you at the show for? What are you pushing?
That's a big thing. We're just showing off our most popular products, which are Audio Hijack, Vision.
Start Googling. I wonder why, because when you select Google as the app you want to record, it says, no, sorry, you're going to have to restart everything. Is that something to do with Google's API? Or?
No, that's only if you don't have the Instant On plugin installed. So it tells you that. It says you can click and capture from running applications as well.
All right, okay. So the other stuff you've got here, Fission and Airflow, tell us about those.
So Fission is an audio editor.
Look at the mic.
Fission's an audio editor. It's a companion to Audio Hijack. We've sort of built it to go alongside it. Basically designed for really simple editing tasks, doing editing tasks really quickly and as simply as possible. So you make a recording from, you've recorded a stream from YouTube or anything online, and you say, oh, you know what, there's an ad at the beginning, I want to cut that out, I want to split this into multiple files. You can do that in just a few seconds, really.
Brilliant.
And then Airfoil is a tool for playing audio all around your house. That's actually our most popular product. Lets you broadcast audio from your Mac out to Airport Expresses, Apple TVs,
that was my question.
AirPlay devices, other computers, iOS devices, almost anything around your house. Not the microwave, but just about anything else can receive audio with AirPlay. Use it full-time, it's $32. Fission uses it full-time, it's $32. Fission's $32.
That's like five times
a year. Yeah, I think the currency conversion right now is in favor.
We came here for like nothing.
so yeah, 30 us. Bucks or so.
Cool, brilliant. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us, Paul.
Thank you.
See you again. There you go, you've got Rogue Amoeba. Any other questions? No, we've answered them.
All right.
Sorry, unfortunately, halfway through that interview,
the stream went there. That's all
right.
You got too far away from Paul.
That's all right.
The stream went.
But it didn't actually go.
I'm A Man.
Are we back?
There's 10 of us.
Are we running?
Yeah, no, we never stopped. Everybody back home had to refresh the browser.
Oh, yeah, I'm the face, at least.
53 minutes. Not oh, lost connection. 53 minutes in, that's pretty good.
Thanks for stopping by.
Vision's been great. Yeah, can't recommend highly enough, says Pierce.
All right.
Vision is great.
Thank you.
So
there you go. That was Rogue Amoeba. He wanted those. We've caused unemployment.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
And we've got a load of other stuff going on here, so come on, let's follow through and have a walk. Tell us what you want to see.
This is Paco Escaed here. We're streaming live to the UK.
What's up, UK? Yeah, I know. I got nothing to say. How are you?
Red Devil.
Mac Ellis Ken, he's coming on the Mac Show. We've got his phone number. He will regret it. This is Cashew. Now, the reason we want to stop at Cashew is Cashew are nuts, aren't they? Cashew is, Paul uses this for accounting and says it's really, really cool. So we'll try and get an interview with these guys, but I think they're still talking at the moment. Have a look around here. Have a pan around, Paul. If you see anything as Paul's panning around that you want to know about, Busy Mac is behind us. Mac Paws over there. You can talk about that. Tell us where you want us to go.
This one, Robert Spencer.
So go Ken, yeah, Ken's gone. That worked. But we're here with Cashew and
Jim.
Jim, nice to meet you. Nice. Now this man here is a customer, the cameraman.
Okay.
So Paul. And he loves your product. He says it's great.
Oh, fantastic.
We've got a lot of people. We've got some people listening in New Zealand as well at the minute.
Excellent.
On the feed, and loads of people in the UK. So tell us about Cashew and why you're here.
Yeah, definitely. So Cashew is a cloud accounting application. It's designed for freelancers, consultants, clubs, association, anyone who needs to manage finances. So you can track your expenses, do your invoicing, prepares really simple financial statements, and then you can easily click a button, share with your accountant, come tax time, takes all the pain out of business finances.
Where's the rub on that over other accounting systems? Like, what sets you apart?
Yeah, so first off, we're the only accounting system that was kind of born on iOS. So everyone, you know, if you think about it, a lot of people run their small businesses directly from their iPhone or their iPad. So we've got these great applications where you can snap a picture of a receipt, invoice a customer, all goes instantly into the cloud, and then we've got this great interface around it. And it's inexpensive too. $50 a year, you know, per business, so easy to use, easy to get started.
Brilliant, excellent. So there you go, check them out, Cashew.
Great, thanks.
Thanks, man. Cheers. If you had a spin around, you saw Paul moving around and showing other stuff. If you want to see anything else that's around and behind us, we're going to save a little bit later on. There's a dock here, the hinge dock, and you've got to see the hinge dock. It is unbelievable, and it's $300, but it does so much. It's even got security built into it. But that's back over that way a bit. So we're going to show you some other stuff. There's a company called Transcend, and there's also a company here called... this is the bamboo guy, Stick.
I forgot the name, but they're way over that side.
I think they're over this
way. No, they're over that way.
It's
lack of sleep. So we've got enterprise. Oh, quick question for Cashew, very quickly. Is there an enterprise version?
No.
It's purely just small.
Yeah, small business. Yes.
There's waterproof cases.
I know.
We're coming to the live studio to the UK. Would you like to give us a little bit of a demo of your product?
Sure, let me go grab our case.
Right.
Hi guys, we're Sadio, Smarter Mobile Accessories. This is our OBEX, it's our waterproof case. This one is for the Galaxy S4. We also
Are you allowed to sell that here?
Huh?
You like to sell cases for Android phones here?
Some people have actually bought some, and then a young lady's holding her iPhone 5 right now. So, yeah. But it's completely waterproof, impact-proof, dustproof, and snowproof.
Okay, wow. Yeah. Okay, so are those for sale in the UK?
Yes, they are available at amazon.co.uk.
.co.uk. And how much do they roughly retail for?
I don't remember the pounds.
Okay, what in dollars, sorry?
Around $79.95.
And do you have them for all different types of phones? Or?
For iPhone 5, Galaxy S3, S4, and the Note 3.
Okay, that's cool. Okay, thank you very much. And where can they can buy it from? Amazon.co.uk?
Yes.
Amazon.co.uk for the waterproof case.
And SadieOnline.com.
SadieOnline.com. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Just tweeting out again, if you're not in the chat room, get yourself to irc.geekshed.net, hashtag British Tech Network. You can ask us questions live. We'll be around the show floor. We'll be doing this for as long as you guys keep asking us questions. You can stay and watch. We've got another whole haul over the other far side to do yet, so just keep coming with the questions, and please retweet what I'm about to put out now if you can. But get yourself in the chat room if you want to ask questions. Twitter's a bit of a pain in the arse, unfortunately. We're still broadcasting live from Macworld Expo. What's that?
Samples.
Freebie!
Right, okay. I'm going to put it on my phone, actually.
Oh, is that a rubberized one?
Yeah.
Cool. So we've got IRCS data recovery storage behind us. We've got KB covers here, cool one. We've got the Houdini, which is quite an interesting thing. It's a cover for your iPad, but when you hold it up and fold it open, it's a sunshade and privacy shade for your iPad mini or your iPad. Really, really good. Just go to a good point here from from Dubai in the chat room. You don't actually have to set yourself up an IRC client. You can just go to the British Tech Network site, britishtechnetwork.com/live, and there's a chat room built into that webpage as well. Forgot about that. That was a logical thing to do, wasn't it? I do apologise. Cheers, man. Do they do one for the Nokia 1020, says Ian Lewis. Piss off.
Right.
Sorry, Morgan. There's some stuff over this other side. Do you want to...
Yeah, we can take a... What's over here?
We'll go around the back. We've got a new place around the corner. Let's have a look. So, I've seen a couple of these myself, and I want to talk to this guy. So I'm with
Mark.
We're chatting live at the moment. We've got a chat room up with people in the UK and excellent. New Zealand.
No surprise.
And Dubai. And we saw your product. This is the coolest thing I've seen so far.
Thank you. This is the Evoluent Vertical Mouse. It is the number one ergonomic selling mouse in the world. Here in the U.S., it's a standard in most Fortune 100 companies. An employee of Chevron, you must use one of only four mice. This is one of them. It's really the only true ergonomic mouse that Apple carries. Six programmable buttons. Basically, your arm goes out 95% of people in a handshake position, natural. And so the mouse is designed for no forearm twisting.
So your wrist's in a neutral position. I use the, I'm a creative, I use Final Cut an awful lot. And I love the skin functions and things like that on the Apple mouse. But I mean, I've got such big hands that I struggle. And I use a Targus mouse because they make one of an oversized mouse.
Okay.
And do you do bigger sizes than this?
Unfortunately, this is the larger size. We do make it in a smaller version. Some women that their hands are smaller, but this is the standard size. We make them in left-handed as well.
Yeah, I mean, ergo mouse, no wrist strain, says Booker in the chat room.
Okay.
Pretty much guaranteed.
We can't guarantee anything, but it helps reduce.
It's okay, this is from Poppy. We're looking to see what you're doing.
All right. I'll tell you this. No. You're basically in a neutral handshake position, which is the way your body's supposed to be. So it helps reduce any stress, neck pain, back pain. All the ergonomists here in the States, this is the number one recommended mouse. No guarantees, but it's been proven.
Yeah, no, excellent. And I noticed you've got another product here for this is the pen clip.
Yes. Lance can describe that product. Sticking along the same lines as Vertical, so we offer another solution. No one's ever gotten carpal tunnel from holding a pen and writing. We've been doing that since we were born. So the manufacturer PenClick designed this mouse in the shape of a pen. This top part doesn't come off. It's not a joystick. This just adjusts to your comfort level. Everybody holds a pen.
Okay, right, okay, yeah.
So you adjust it to where you feel you're comfortable, and your index finger goes in this groove here, and this is your left click. Above that is your right click, and then your scroll lock. Front and back page for browsing, and then it's a mouse. So a little more precision, graphic designers like it, just for their,
Again, this is interesting. I use Photoshop a lot.
Yeah.
And I buy a tablet every 3 months.
Okay.
And then I put it in a cupboard because it's just, I never get on with it.
Right.
This is different. This is way different.
Yeah, this is, just a little more precise. And again, it's just more natural because there's no real learning curve as far as gripping because it's a pen. Basically, like you're holding a pen. At the end of the day, it's a mouse. So you have to move it like that.
That's really comfortable.
Thank you.
Again, retail on this?
Retail, Bluetooth is $99. Wired is $89. Wireless is $89. And wired is $79.
Yeah, wired, I guess, might feel a little bit more clunky.
Very thin USB cable, yeah.
Brilliant. Thanks for your time.
All right, thank you. Man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Great products.
Thank you.
If you've got any questions for us, then get them to us on the chat room. go to irc.geekshed.net, hashtag British Tech Network, or get yourself over to britishtechnetwork.com/live and just join the chat room there and you can talk to us. We are live at Macworld at the moment. It is 20 past one. We've been up for the last hour or so on live stuff. If you're around and you want to see it, get in there, get talking to us. And we're going to be doing this for another couple of hours yet. So as long as people are in the chat room and asking us questions, as long as we've got viewers, and as long as Paul Shadwell doesn't fall over with his fine efforts. Have we got some viewers?
29.
There we go, 29 people want to know. Get 29 people in the chat room and get yourself down here and ask us some questions.
We've got one more important viewer. Hold on. Look at this. I just got to show this to the...
Oh, this is cool. This is uber cool.
I'm waiting for it to... Paul's taking up all the bandwidth here and I'm waiting for a picture to load. There we go. Can we see that there? Can we see that okay?
That's so cool.
That's my little girl watching us live.
6 months old. Watching us live on the Mac. Superb. Behind me here you'll see we've got the second stage, so there's a lot of live workshops going on here. We did the Mac show from there on the first day. That is a great area. We had there's about 150 seats there, and I've got to honestly say, I mean, I tweeted out a picture that made fun a little bit of the fact that we got not many people, but we actually ended up in this whole area, we only had about a dozen seats that were left open at the end. We were absolutely packed. It was a fantastic show. I'm editing at the moment. We'll try and get that up by the end of the week, midway through this week coming. But we're going to post some more interview stuff that we've done the last couple of days as well, this morning or this afternoon. And at the moment, you've got a session going on over there with... someone doing an explanation or something like that, perhaps. Behind us, we've got the grip shoot.
Just bought by our own Martin here.
Martin's just bought one, so Martin, come forward, give us a demo.
Just bought us one.
So this is basically an iPhone holder, but it's got a trigger on it, and
you can zoom in and out, and this is to shoot. Yeah, this is Martin. Shoot a picture, not a person.
At Mac Vader on Twitter, and he's been our resident Dutchman all week.
He's not wearing orange today. That's
2 days running, no orange. You're not getting back in the country, man. No, they won't let you in. So that's available here. How much was that?
$80.
Join us on stage behind us. Venerable podcaster just joined from Mac Voices. He interviewed me just before we came out. And he's emceeing this session as well. Awful lot of stuff going on behind. The only thing to say about the grip shoot is we found out after Paul bought one that it doesn't fit a standard hot shoe. It's a unique thing. So exclusivity there.
Now, Mark 2 just said in the chat room, I'm surprised these guys are still on their feet. We are too. I've had to buy a knee brace because of the amount of walking about that we've done.
I think I need two of those.
Tons of stuff here. Again, we'll do a pan around in a minute and we can see loads of things going on. Talk to everyone.
We're live on the British Tech Network at the moment. Do you want to tell us about your product here?
2 years ago, we started.
Hello, hiya. So, I'm Paul. Hiya.
Hiya.
We're live currently to the UK. We're just looking at all the kind of cool stuff around here for all our listeners. Do you want to just tell us a little about your product here? You have to face the microphone.
Okay. They are the company. They help the customers develop the different shape of the microphone speakers.
Okay. All right.
And then they are like the customers can order from that, and then they can reward.
What we created here was kind of an iWeb.
All right.
So all the features that you
they are located in China.
Right.
Built into this new application called EverWeb.
Right. Okay. So you don't actually sell these products. You just help these products come to market. Is that?
mobile websites.
Yeah, people can order
built
from
in search engine optimization, like YouTube videos, HTML5 videos, everything you
can. All right, okay, so you've got an idea for something, you can contact this company.
So
you, and then, right, okay, so, look at this, so is it just China based or are you worldwide?
Or? Text, just like you did in iWeb or any other website builder. One of the different things that we put in was something called Master Page. So Master Page is like an edit one page on my site. And those pages get put on every other page that use that Master Page. So here I can drag and drop my images, resize them, edit text, like any kind of page layout program here. I can add contact forms to my site. I can add
They are currently located in China, but
right.
So they are trying to get the microphone out to the website and also the
shopping cart.
Okay. So you're currently trying to get these products out to
the
UK and things like
Google
that.
Google Maps.
Okay. So where can, if somebody is watching us and wants to buy some of these, where can they buy them?
You can put the publish button online for you. So we have a mobile me type of service where you build your website and you press the publish. We can handle all the service stuff for you. You don't have to worry about FTP details, server configurations. Everything's done for you.
So they can email.
So if you want to know more about this, if you just go to microbow.cn, microbow.cn. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You can create full mobile websites. So this is your desktop site. If you click the mobile page, this is what would appear automatically.
We're just going to do a bit of adjustment of the text. It might go wobbly for a second.
Website. And creates full Retina websites. So this is a Retina Mac, your iPhone, and your tablets are all Retina screens, so this website builder creates high resolution images, so they look very nice on all mobile devices and MacBook Retinas. And that's pretty much it.
So we're carrying on, we've got Sonoma Wire here behind us. Sonoma Wireworks have got Best in Show for their product. It's a whole load of foot pedals and that kind of stuff to interact with your iOS device and with OS 10. So let's go and have a chat with them. Get some questions for us, get in the chat room, britishtechnetwork.com/live. In the chat room, you can ask us some questions. Please don't do it on Twitter because it's too much of a pain. And also, tweet out to your mates, get them to come and watch the live feed. Daniel's from Sonoma Wireworks. Dude, you got Best in Show.
Yes, we did.
You must be pretty chuffed about that.
We are so excited and proud, and just seeing the response from people has been amazing.
Yeah, it really has. So why would you be Best in Show then?
Well, we have one of the most universal, versatile...
This thing over here.
Guitar Jack Stage. It's a very versatile unit. This is compatible with Mac, PC, and iOS, so if you have a variety of devices, you don't need to buy three different things, you just use ours. And it's a pedal controller and audio interface. So I can record 24-bit into GarageBand, Logic, Pro Tools, and I can even control my software. And so it's got a mic line in, a guitar input, an expression pedal. So it's a one-stop shop, records to all my devices in 24-bit quality.
That's amazing. What's the retail on that thing going to be?
It's coming out soon. It's $299, and I didn't mention some really nice parts of it. It's all made in the U.S., super high quality, and it's also device powered. You don't need to plug it in. Doesn't require batteries. But if you do plug it in, it charges your device. So if you're in a live situation, you don't want your iPad to die.
Oh man, that's good.
So it charges it.
So what type of instruments? I mean, I know it's on the side here. It's got guitar in, but you're saying it takes a mic, so it'll do audio.
Yeah, it's got a mic line input. If you're a keyboard player, a bass player, guitar player, even a DJ. And what's great is that all these switches and knobs are configurable. So maybe I want those switches to start and stop playback on a backing track, or start and stop recording. They're all assignable.
Now, they buy the hardware, presumably they get a free app with that that's on iOS.
Unfortunately, there's no real way for us to bundle an app with our hardware. but we also did that purposely for flexibility. Some people think that you have to use only our apps with our hardware. Our hardware works with any app, music app. Any music hardware will work with our app.
That's
we like to work
cool.
with everyone.
So. Well, that's a better answer, definitely. What kind of effects are we talking about then, though?
So,
and actually got the stompers on there as well, so is that a program for mix and match, or are they each individual effect?
Well, what we have here, we're showing with Guitar Tone, this is our app. This has 30 different amps, cabs, and pedal effects. You don't have to use our app, but I'm quite fond of it. It's got all sorts of great classic tones in here. You can even have two different cabinets at the same time, and you can even change the microphones on the cabinet, so a lot of control here. But like I said earlier, maybe your favorite app is GarageBand. You want to use those amps and effects. It works well either way.
That's a cracking product. Really, really good.
Thank you.
If I could play guitar, we'd have a review unit.
I wish I could play it too.
Did you invent this? Or?
I helped with the design and mostly the marketing.
All right, okay. It's brilliant. Wonderful.
Thank you very
well
much.
Done. Congratulations on the award.
Thank you.
The Sonoma Wireworks. Excellent. So there you go. There's some real cool stuff here. We saw this the other day, but there's other cool things that we've come across. But that's the first time I've actually talked to anyone from there. So that really was cool. We've got a Behr extender behind us. That's supposed to be a pretty cool product, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Yeah.
We're going to go over and see the Henge in a minute, so don't worry about that. But let's have a look at... Behr extender. Yeah, the Behr extender, Ian. Wi-Fi upgrades for Mac and iOS as well as. We're going to try and get a chat with them as soon as they are, but not surprisingly, because it's actually a really pretty cool product, this is really busy as a stand.
They've got the Macintosh with a tiny little screen inside it.
Yeah,
OS 10.
We're going to tell them that there is an upgrade at the moment for Macs, that they could have a better one than that. See, it just goes to prove that the SE had an absolutely gorgeous screen. Hi
there.
Ewan Rankin from British Tech Network.
Very cool. My name is Roland from Behr Extender.
Ah, right. Well, we've been sent here by Adam Christensen.
Yes.
He told us that your products are super cool.
Yeah, so, we've got a brand new one on.
Not surprisingly, we can't get anywhere near the damn stand, so...
Oh, yeah? We can get you over to that.
Let's go over the other side and talk.
This is
Sam from the Behr Extender, so tell us what you've got here, then, Bob.
Sure, this is called Behr Extender Edge. It's a high-power Wi-Fi amplifier to extend the range for your iPad, iPhone, or Mac. So if you've got a corner bedroom that has weaker Wi-Fi, you would plug this into an outlet, and now your Mac, instead of having to connect all the way to the router by itself, you can just go short distance to Behr Extender Edge. And inside here, we have a Wi-Fi amplifier that will go the long distance to your router. So that way, you get the extended signal on your MacBook or your iPad, iPhone, things like that.
So we've got a wide range of listeners from people that are real geeks to ma and pa's.
Mm-hmm.
How hard is this to set up?
We're really proud of how easy we made this setup. So there's nothing to install, no airport utility you have to use. When you connect for the first time to Behr Extender Edge, Safari, your browser, will automatically redirect you to this page, which should just ask you, which is your home network, and what is your password? So after you enter those two, you can hit join. That's all this needs to connect to your router.
Yeah, there's people in the chat room already here saying this looks like a really cool product.
Yeah, so we just announced it here at Macworld. It'll be available later in the summer for $70, around $70.
I noticed you've got the RJ45 there, so this is, I can actually cable my Mac to this if I want to without having to go wireless.
Yeah, if you've got a desktop, in that bedroom, for example, you can hook it up via Ethernet. Otherwise, it's really designed for all your wireless devices, MacBook Air, iPad, iPhone, to connect directly to it.
Wi-Fi plug-in kit for your repeater for your castle or
that's
secret
right. yeah,
or
for,
secret
for your
evil
mansion,
lair.
For your mansion, right? Yeah, it's so large that you need to cover everywhere. But it's also great for traveling, right? If you're going to a hotel room,
yeah.
Your hotel room Wi-Fi, because they put the router down the hallway, or maybe on in the lobby, right? So you plug this into your room. Again, with the amplifier, 700 milliwatt amplifier, it can pull up much stronger signal from that router in the block, in the down the hallway or in your lobby.
So David Wilson in the chat room has asked a question from New Zealand.
Great.
He says, but what if I actually do want to do the Geek configuration? Can I get in underneath the code?
That's, so the basics is all we need, is which network and the password. But there's a preferences page. If you want to go in and change, you know, the name of the network or things like that, the Wi-Fi channel. So it's just behind the preferences.
David can be happy. There we go. other questions that we got coming in.
Yep.
So is it just a repeater, and why only iOS or OS 10?
Well, a little background about our company. So in 2009 when we started, all of our products were USB based. Okay, you had to plug it into your Mac by a USB cable, and that extends the range for that particular Mac. So the reason why we're highlighting that this is the first version that works with iPad, iPhone, and your Mac is because the setup is all done wirelessly in your browser. Right? We had to write drivers for all our other USB products, but this one, the setup is all via the browser.
So does that mean it'll work for your Android phone or your Dell laptop or anything like that?
It'll work for other Wi-Fi devices. Okay. I mean, we have optimized it for Apple devices because, you know, we can just go to Cupertino Test Lab and just test with all different Macs.
Sure.
We've also optimized it for the Apple routers and for Extreme Time Capsule because we know exactly how their antennas are oriented like that. But it'll work with other routers.
Do you offer a UK plug version? Or is it just the US?
So at the moment, you know, it's the US one. Now, voltage-wise, it's fine, 110 to, you know, 220, but you would need that...
The adapter.
But with an adapter, it'll just work.
Right, just no transformer, because inside already does 110 to 220.
Okay. So there you go. You can, even if you're in New Zealand or Australia or Dubai or England, then you can order one of these, just the same. And you guys are shipped to the UK. No, UK, I said.
We have a UK distributor to shorten that shipping time for you.
Great. There's a UK distributor as well, so you're not paying the import fees on that one. Is this going to give me a greater range potentially over Airport Express or something like that?
That's a primary difference, because Airport Express is a standard range device. Okay, it doesn't have the Wi-Fi amplifier, and it doesn't have the long-range antenna. So, you know, Airport Express, they actually want you to put in the middle of your, in between your router and where you need better Wi-Fi. That can be kind of tricky because you don't know exactly where to put it.
Yep.
And because it's standard range, you might need more than one Airport Express. This is long range and high power, right? Over half a watt of power. And that's how you just put it at the edge of your network, and that's why it's called Verisure Edge.
Ian Lewis in the chat room saying, Wi-Fi in my bedroom's on the edge, so this is going to be really useful for me. It's about the same size as the old Airport Express.
Yeah, it's similar in size, but you can see that we put the antenna out here on the corner because you need a minimum separation from the wall. Right.
So you're saying long range, but what's the frequency that it's on for penetration? Is that an old house with brick walls or something like that? Is that going to...
Yes, yeah, so the walls and those things add up. But the range, you know, it's about 500, 800 feet, so 500, 800 between the router and Verisure Edge. Again, because of the high power amplifier that's in it.
Okay.
And the technology, you know, the range has been proven because since 2009, you know, we've been working on, you know, building that technology out. We've won awards from Macro, the customer reviews from Amazon. So the range has been proven. And if you're outdoors, you get even longer range, line of sight, but that's about 1,000 feet. But indoors, it's gonna come down to 500 because of those rooms, walls, thicker building materials.
Yeah, okay.
Excellent. Wi-Fi repeater on turbo, says Bookeroo.
That's true, yep.
Excellent. Well, you got a card. If you've got any review units when you get UK versions and stuff, send them over and we'll post them on our blog.
Definitely, yeah.
Thanks, so
I'll give you a price.
Excellent.
Now, what I can give you today is our Verisure Turbo.
Okay.
That's our 802.11 AC USB adapter.
Okay, let's go for that. Well, thanks, man.
Just make sure it's complete. Some people have been opening them up.
So we got a different product here now on top of this. So talk us through this product.
Sure, and I'll grab one so you can see it. Hold on a second.
Did you loan them this, Martin?
Yeah, Martin's got one of these in his bag. His makeup in the morning.
All right, so this is for you guys to try out.
Great.
You'll need, of course, an 802.11 AC router to try it out with.
Okay.
So you've got an older Mac, right, that has 802.11N and USB 3, but doesn't have AC. So rather than go buying that new Mac to connect to AC router, this just plugs over USB. So it's a USB 3 device. It'll work with USB 2. But that way you can get that older Mac up to the new Intel AC standard.
Yeah, cool.
So these are dual band antennas, 2.4 and 5 gigahertz.
So
So it's running dual, so it's 2.4 and 5.
Yep, it's dual.
That's running 2.4 and 5 as well.
This one's 2.4. Now the reason is because 2.4 is like to the longer range band. Okay, lower the frequency, the farther range you'll get. Mm-hmm. The higher the frequency you go, the faster the speed, but shorter the distance. So you might have noticed, like on your Mac, you know, a lot of times it'll actually be in 2.4 mode for long range. But when you're nearby, it's going to switch that 5 gigahertz for the high speed. But this is a great way to add AC to an older Mac.
I see. Yep. And so what do those retail at normally?
This one's $70 on Amazon. Yep. And this one's already available in the UK through our distributor.
Okay.
Moving Wi-Fi. Yeah.
Okay, do you know how much it is roughly in the UK?
I don't know off the top of my
head.
Right,
okay. Don't worry.
But it's $70 US.
Yeah. Probably means it's £70, but...
I don't know. I haven't checked.
There's some tips up that happens like that.
Excellent. Thanks for your time.
Hey,
great interview.
Thanks so much.
Best one we've done so far. Love your product.
Yeah.
Love your product.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Hey,
keep us in touch. When you get new products launched, send them to us.
When this is ready.
Sorry?
You'll
give us a different one. That's not that one, is it? There's one in here.
That's the one. That's that one.
Cool. We're live from Macworld if you're watching. If you want to chat with us, go into the chat room. We've got that up, britishtechnetwork.com/live, and you can get into our chat room and ask us any questions you like. We're touring the whole show floor, so anything you want to see, any products you want covered, any topics, Paul, we're still looking for battery developments. We will talk to someone if we find them. We're going to go around, we're going to look at each and every stand, or we'll tour as best we can, and you can ask us whatever you want. Get to irc.geekshed.net/ British Tech Network, or come and find us at britishtechnetwork.com/live if you want to chat in the chat room. And tweet it out. Please tweet out the link as much as you can. Just get there. Put CC on for me and I'll retweet it as well. And we'll do it. Let's go and see if we can get some more interviews.
Network, you're live to the UK.
Oh wow, awesome. Let me show you what this is about.
Great.
It's called Big Grip Frame for iPad. And it's, you got this?
Yep. Wow. Well, there's a demo. That's the demo.
That's the demo. I do that all day long.
I'd say it's just a big foam grip for kids using the iPad.
Yeah. Okay. Kids of all ages.
Yeah, and it's still got the holes in the back there for your audio coming out.
Yeah.
The 30 pin in there as well, for the lightning, for whatever. And you can still see the camera at the back there. It's cool.
Camera, yeah. And we've got a stand, great stand set.
Oh, wow. That's not going to, even if it did fall over, who cares? Okay, and we've also got iPad Mini ones there as well.
iPad Mini?
Yep.
Same deal, smaller case.
Now, is that going to be okay on like concrete and hard flooring as well?
Yes.
I mean, we're on a carpet floor here, but yeah, still going to be okay. And we've also got one there with a kind of satchel part in it as well.
Yeah, this is really cool. It's got the, call it the double flap strap, which you attach it to like a car headrest for backseat entertainment.
Oh, that's cool.
And,
I like that.
And you get access to the camera.
Ah,
iPad could spend his whole life in here.
Right, okay. And is that the Air? No, that's the Mini.
You've got the Mini.
Do you also have a version for the full-size iPad as well?
We do. Full-size hipster.
Oh, wow.
Frame slides in there.
Okay. And then that's going to get dropped all day and it's not going to have any damage at all.
Take it on the road with you.
Cool. So we've got a request from our listeners at home that the true test of that will be a bounce off you inside. So can we try that?
Back here. Ready?
Here we go.
Don't sue me.
We're from the UK, we don't do that.
So whereabouts can you buy these things?
Biggrips.com. Actually, and they are on Amazon. UK.
All right. Okay. So Amazon.co.uk. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And how much does all these things retail for?
US, it's $34.95 for the frame, $49.95 with the stand for the full size. Mini $24.95. Stands are separate, $19.95.
Okay.
UK pricing, I'm not sure on, but
sure. Yeah. No, we could find that. If you go to Amazon.co.uk, you'll be able to find out about this.
Sure.
But that's absolutely super. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It was lovely to meet you. Thank you.
Thanks,
cheers. Okay, okay, where will we head to next? We move up here a wee bit. Oh, we've got Fuzz Designs here. We'll go to these guys here. Thank you very much.
Hiya.
Paul Wheatley, British Tech Network. You're live to the UK at the moment.
Hello.
So do you want to just tell us about your product and why it's awesome?
Yes, absolutely. This is our best iPad case. It's got an integrated stand, integrated screen cover. It's got great drop protection.
Okay.
Another cool thing, we sell to a lot of schools, so we made this particularly for schools to be able to scan the asset tag or barcode.
Oh, okay.
And another cool feature is this pops off. So, if they ever break it, just get a new stand. You have to buy a new case. Right. Another cool thing about this is you can pop in a hand strap.
Hand strap, yes.
And we're also making another prototype for a tripod.
Okay.
So, you can just snap on a tripod module that will go onto that. So, that's called the Shockwave.
The Shockwave, right, okay.
And the name of the company is Usable.
Right. And so are you the founder?
I'm the sales rep.
Right, okay.
The founder's here, but he's just walking
around.
He's
just wandering off.
He's getting ideas for some new stuff.
So you have them available for iPad minis as well, is that?
We have this. This is an Airwave for the mini. This is for the Air. And then we're going to come out with one of these, the Shockwave, for the mini in about 2 months.
All right. Oh, so that's... that doesn't have the thing in the back there. Is that correct?
But for these people that have these cases, we sell a stand too. Right. That's really, really rugged. Again, we sell a lot to schools, so you throw this thing, kid's not going to break it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Multiple angles.
Great. And so you can get these in the UK, can you? At the moment, or are they just US only?
We ship to the UK. We've already sold to schools in the UK. To people. You can buy it online on Amazon. So yeah.
Great. And do you know roughly how much the retail is?
Retail for the Shockwave is $50.
Okay.
And then for the Airwave or the Ecto, depending on what model you have, it's like $35.
$35, okay. And do you have any show specials on today or anything for anybody listening that's coming along?
Absolutely. Show specials, $20 for these and then $40 for these.
That's great. Okay. Thank you very much. So that was Shockwave from, Usable. Usable. That's a great name, huh? That's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Pleasure meeting you.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Our business users that are out there. So tell us, what have you guys brought to Macworld?
So we brought
business users that are out there. So tell us, what have you guys brought to Macworld?
So we brought a suite really that allows you to take a paper form, put it on the iPad with absolutely no programming whatsoever. If I can give you a quick demo over here, you can see we have our paper form and we have a digital copy of it right here. Now the great thing is, you can set up the different type of input boxes, so if you want to, we can add a picture straight into the form. We're able to add things like text, create predetermined boxes where you can have, say for example, a scroll wheel with different types of input. You're able to bring up your compliance, your data integrity, bring it up a lot. All the best thing is that this can go from here to here with no programming whatsoever using our designer software. If you're able to use a mouse, you're able to make a form. Very, very easy stuff. Very, very powerful stuff. This software is from Japan. We're bringing it to the United States. We're looking for a launch in the middle of this year. Right now, for example, they're using this software in Hiroshima, and there's a company that's going around checking every single traffic light. That used to take about 10 months to do a complete check of every single light, getting pictures and everything else. What they were able to do is bring it down to 3 months, being able to check every single one of those. So very, very powerful stuff. If you'd like more information, make sure to visit us at xcaptr.com. xcaptr.com. Thank you very much.
Excellent, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Ewan.
Well done.
Have a good show.
If you want anything reviewed on our stuff, we've got a blog, we do reviews. Send us over a code or something like that.
Awesome.
We'll do a route. You do an NFR code or something like that. You've got my email address and you've got my card.
Have your business card, yeah. So we'll definitely be in touch.
We
can do a web demo and stuff like that.
Yeah, wonderful. Great. Tell us the result.
Take care.
You guys do anything on the enterprise side at all?
On the...
Oh,
he does.
Okay. This is really interesting.
Yet at the same time, we're finding applications for this. I call it a repetitive paper into a digital... the system, and it's very, very simple. You want it to be a date, calendar, time, GPS coordinate. So you want it to be a date, calendar, time, GPS coordinate. So if you want your people to be doing the work on the field where they're doing a survey, you're able to say, hey, they were on spot. And another great thing is you're able to not only have the form, but you're able to embed things such as movies into the form. This works offline too. So you're able to really be anywhere, do your reports, do your data findings, anything, do any type of maintenance work with your manuals, not have to carry around a digital camera, a clipboard, a manual for everything else. Everything is right here on the iPad, wired, unwired, however you want to do it. Thanks, guys.
So here we are, we're at Macworld. We're doing the tour of the show floor. We're going back over that way. The Henge product is over there. That is absolutely gorgeous. Wait till you see that. It looks stunning. Anything you want to see, anything you want to know about, then get to us. Go to britishtechnetwork.com/live. Into the chat room there, you can get in, or you can go to irc.geekshed.net. And please tell everyone, tweet out the link to the live stream to all your mates, see if we can get a few more people along to ask questions. We've got the iPads open, we're listening to what you have to say. Paul, you've organised this one?
Yeah, so I'm going to go coming over and speak to these guys over here. It's Skiva Technologies.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Vishal here.
Yes, we've just had a little chat about this, so have a look at this. It's quite a cool product here. So do you want to just come around this way and just tell us a little bit more about this product here? It was a Kickstarter, wasn't it?
We were on Kickstarter. We launched it 1.5 months back, and we raised somewhere around $100,000 over there. Our goal was somewhere around $20,000. We raised 5 times the money. This product was quite popular over there. There is no as such competitor in the market yet, and it can charge as many as 8 devices, and that too at faster speed of 2.1 amp each port.
Right.
So okay. Total 16.8 amps, and then it has an intelligent detection. It can detect which device is connected to which port, and it will give you the optimal charging based on that port. So whether it's an iPhone, whether it's an iPad, iPod, Samsung devices, S4, S3, anything. And then it solves the problem of AC outlets as well. Basically what happens is that in a family of 3 to 4 people, everybody has 2-3 devices, iPod, iPad, and then people have around 8 to 10 devices. So you can easily connect only one AC outlet, and then you can charge as many as 8 devices at a time. And generally these kind of products get very hot. So this is very cool, you can touch it, you can feel it.
Yep. It's on just now, I don't feel any heat from that at all.
And it's a fanless design. Uh-huh. These kind of products generally need fan for removing the heat problems, but there is no fan inside it. It's quite portable, light.
Uh-huh. Yep.
There is no such issue.
Oh wow, it's very, very light, yes. Yeah. Okay. So some of the live viewers are just asking us some questions.
Yeah.
Did he say 16.8 amps? That's a lot of amps.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, it's an 84 watt, and we did a lot of hard work to make it as compact as possible. It's quite elegant design.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Very cool. Yeah. And so is this is available just now, is it?
Yeah, it's available. We are taking the pre-orders right now at octofire.com.
Okay.
And we already launched it on Kickstarter. We are fulfilling the Kickstarter orders right now.
Okay.
And maybe in around 2 weeks, we will be live on Amazon or at our own website.
Okay.
I think we are already selling it over there, but we are taking the pre-orders.
Right, okay. So you might be selling it in the UK just now. But
yeah, basically we will go to European market as well as UK market.
Once you fulfill all the Kickstarter orders.
For Kickstarter, we already did 4 type of AC plugs. We did Australian plug, we did European plug,
we did
UK plug and US plug.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Great. Okay, thank you very much. Yes, is there anything else you want to show us just now?
Yeah, sure.
Or is
that... we have a couple of more. Our cases for iPhone 5S.
So they were just asking us in the chat room actually if we've got any power cases. So this is Paul, this is what you were looking for, mate.
Yeah, and basically the beauty of this product is this does not increase the length of your iPhone. This keeps this thing open, so your lighting port is open and your audio jack is open.
Uh-huh.
And there is a cable plugged in this. You just need to put it in your iPhone and that's it.
That's a neat one. Yeah.
And
in October, we delivered every unit by Christmas, 10,000 units. This one we're launching next week. It's the EverDot Go, it's for your car. So same concept, you can put, aluminum top, you can put whatever cable you want in here, whether it's lightning, micro USB, 30 pin. If your cup holder is say here and your charger's here, you don't want this big long cable. If it's a long ways away, you want more. Whatever you don't need, you just wrap it around, push it through here, put it in the dock, and then you just twist it. And then, this is kind of interesting. So, micro suction in a car is not ideal. At the base of a cup holder, you might have silicone. Micro suction doesn't stick to silicone. It wants a flat surface. Or, if you have a plastic cup holder, and it's docked in there, you're not gonna be able to grab this off. It'll be impossible to get out. So what we've done, traditional adhesive will hold this little puck in there. So you just put this in, twist it, and now it holds on tight. So really nice, you can dock your phone on there, keep it charged, and it'll even work with an auxiliary cable. So if your device has an auxiliary cable on the bottom, if you've got an HTC that has it over here, you can move this over there, covers it all. Beautiful device, launching on Kickstarter for $39 US Tuesday.
See, I mean, one of the things that I think is really interesting here is I'm a Windows phone user, as everyone knows, and takes the piss out of regularly. But the thing that, because of the fact when you get an external dock, you know, an extra battery charger or something, you've got that problem of the pin charge point being in line.
Yep.
So you're going to have to offset. So with these products, I can move that left and right to offset the charge point on this, no matter what.
Yep.
What a cool idea. When you get some product and when you want this promoting, make sure you send it over to us, Doug. We'll give you as much help as we can.
Great, we'll do.
Fantastic product, brother. Fantastic.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks very much. There we go. If you've got anything you want to see, you can get us at irc.geekshed.net, hashtag British Tech Network. Go to britishtechnetwork.com/live. You can watch our live floor. We're still going to be carrying on. We're not stopping till you guys stop watching.
Or we collapse.
As much as we can. Or we'll collapse. We're going to stop for lunch. You know, come have lunch with us. We're going to go that way a little bit more because I'm going to go pick my iPad up. And let us know what you want. Tell us what you want to see. It's all down to you. We're still here, we're getting further and further back. The Henge is just over here. Stick with us, we'll go to that in a minute. At the moment, thanks Mark, appreciate that comment. We're working our asses off here. Get as many people as you can in to come in, keep the questions coming, we'll keep taking you around. I mean, it's a massive show. I mean, those of you that know the NEC, the hall we're in is the size of Hall 1, and it's full. And Gadget Show is 2 halls, 1.5 halls. But A, it's a bunch of market traders, nothing more really. And don't forget, this is one corner of the market. This is just Mac products. This is not the entire tech industry. So credit to Paul Kent and his team. This is a great show. Why there's some people not here, I don't know. They've got to get themselves here. Here he is. Jeff Gamet's with us. We're live.
Oh, we're live. Hi to everyone.
You're hoarse. You've been talking.
I've been talking way too much.
But you talk non-stop anyway. You should be in match fit.
You would think.
Right. Yeah. What's been happening for you? What's the show been like?
It's been pretty good. We're actually running around giving out Editor's Choice Awards right now.
Really?
Yes.
Do we get one for coverage to the UK? Queen's Award for Export.
I gave you a hug. What more do you want?
Oh, that's a good point. Oh, a bottle of gin.
And
Jeff Gamet.
There you go.
But that's it.
Brian, good work,
that's
man.
It.
You were awesome last night.
Thanks, man.
Brian Chaffin here was I don't know what to describe you. You were a drummer. You were a rhythm guitarist. You were lead guitarist. You were vocalist.
Yeah.
Man, fair many talents.
Thank you.
I ran the camera for these guys, so I had it up your nose most night.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
But you were grand.
Thanks.
Here's the question, right? I know you've had 11 years of practicing, but you only do it one night.
Yeah. Well, we practice once, and then we play.
You wouldn't go and see a pro band that were that dovetailed, you know?
Awesome.
You were tight.
Thank you.
Absolutely tight. Thank Amazing you. Band. Paul Kent on lead guitar.
Yep.
Who else was in there? We got
Dave Hamilton on
drums.
Dave could make a living playing session work.
Yeah,
in LA.
Well, Chris Breen.
Chris Breen has been playing professionally for 30 years.
Twinkle Fingers. Yeah. Man, he had some riffs going.
Chuck Latornis and Dwayne Straub, and then
bass?
You know, also me and Bob.
Bob Levice, yeah, of course, exactly. The all-star band from the Cirque du Mac party. if you're sitting here in England, you're thinking, or Britain, you're thinking, I really ought to go over there. You should, because all the things that go on here is all the stuff that goes around this.
Yeah.
The show is the totem, and it's a fantastic show in itself anyway. But if you start looking at the parties and the people that you meet, we've met so many people at the show, absolutely wonderful, and they've all been really kind to us.
Yeah.
I thought a few of them, Sam B. Assman's here as well. And the Cirque du Mac party. Wow, what a blast.
Thanks, man.
I didn't drink either, but I was too busy running the cameras, but I didn't feel like I wanted to. It was just like there was so much going on. I was forgetting to go to the bar. Dave Hamilton's going to be pleased this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. That's see you, bro.
Good to see you, man. Come on one of our shows.
Yeah.
Please, check us out.
Come along. Love to.
See you, man.
Love to.
Brilliant.
I love England.
There you go. Scotland. And Scotland. And Dubai. And New Zealand. We've got a massive audience, though. You're in New Zealand live.
Oh, fantastic.
Brilliant.
Thanks. That's what
you're saying. Awesome.
All right.
And Jeff Gamet.
You
gave me gin.
I did.
Gary Gin. Now, tell us about the gin that you gave me, because it's really special, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to appreciate it. My wife will, but not me.
Well, that's okay, as long as someone does. Okay, so this gin is from a place called Spirit Man, which is a small distillery in a tiny little place called Lyons, Colorado. And they do small batch production of their gin, and they have a secret recipe of ingredients that they infuse in, so you have this really awesome citrusy flavor. This gin is so good that you don't need to mix it with anything. You can just sip it, drink it straight.
I'm scared to undo, because it's not a screw top, it's a cork top as well. And I want to try it, I'm desperate to try it, but I figured if I take it out, that's going to be it. I'm not going to get it home. It's going to spill everywhere. So I'm leaving it sealed. The chat room saying as well, don't feel bad about this, Brian, because he's a professional photo bomber.
Yeah.
Good point.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Good point.
I am.
Keep going, man. Keep going with the awards. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Be sure to give us one.
I give you. Here, I'll give you another hug.
Oh man. And although she's too short to be shot, Kelly G's back as well.
That time I said there will come a point in life when I can reach you.
Are you signing for Major League Baseball next year? That hurts.
Oh, baby.
Okay. We're still live. Okay. I'm still just live, even though I've been hit by Kelly G.
Just barely.
We're at Macworld. Paul Wheatley's with me as well.
I wish to point out I did get to hit him in the shoulder, not in the knees.
She's talking over me. I've been
photobombed. They're tired of listening to you.
Yeah, it must be 2.5 hours.
Just photobombed us, and I'm cool with that.
2.5 hours of that guy, yeah. And
Sam B. Assman's here as well.
He's so surprised
the man with the best name on Twitter.
There we go. I think it worked.
Hello, Ireland. Hi, internet.
Okay.
I'm helping them award, so I will see all of you guys later.
Thank you.
We're here, we're live, we're still at Macworld, we've got loads to do. We're going to follow on, we're giving out cards and line fires. We're deep underground here, so if you've seen that there's a buffering problem, what you're looking at, if you look up at the ceiling here, the ceiling is 50, 60 feet above us, but that's the road above us, that's the road that's running right underneath here. When you get to Moscone, it's on Howard, and then you come in and you come down the stairs, but right here, you're back underneath the street. So where we were just there, where we were buffering a lot back at the end of the Appaloosa by the live stage, that's as deep in as it goes underground, so that's why we're losing a bit. We should get a little bit better as we move this way now and go through the rest of the show.
No, thank you.
So this is the bigger area, if you like. Yeah, this is where all the big stands are. Matt Keeper over there, and we've got Fleur, we've got Canex, we've got Rain. Rain have got some gorgeous products. They've got a nice chair here that this lady's using, and it's got a desk resting that you put in, like a standard seat that you put into when you're watching the TV. It flips around in two ways. It's got a wrist rest, and it's got a grip. We had a go with this the other day. We got an interview with Rain that we'll put on the blog for later on. If you're saying, well, you know, only posted a couple of blogs, we're not going to do one per day because we've interviewed too many people. We're going to push them out over a period of days. So you'll probably finish seeing all the blog updates in the next week or so. Rain have got lovely stuff. It's all aluminium. It's all gloriously shiny. Just if you look over to the main podium there, you'll see on the top there's like some pink and black cases. They're like a small stand for holding your iPhone and your iPad. They're really nice, but they're a little pricey, I have to say. A little pricey. Blue microphones are here, they're behind me. We've got Moshi off to the left as well.